Happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, welcoming you to another episode of the Winning with the Word podcast. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2024, and this is episode number 5 in season 2024. This episode is titled, The Event That Will Soon Turn the World Upside Down. If you're like me, you can feel it in your bones. Something big is about to happen, but most people don't know exactly what that is. When talking with others, I find that I am not alone in my feelings. Others also feel that the world is on the edge of a cliff and that before long, it's going to fall over and fall off and break apart at the seams. So if you're feeling this way, you are not alone. But you may not be able to pinpoint why you feel this way. So let me give you a rational explanation. A rational explanation found in the Bible. Now, before you tune me out, let me ask you a question. Have you ever read the Bible? If not, why would you dismiss it? If I've never tasted a certain dish, how can I say I don't like it? To reject the Bible without even reading it is not a sign of intelligence. I dare say you consider yourself intelligent. If you do, then read the Bible before you give an opinion on it. That said, I believe that when you read the Bible, you will be amazed at what you have been missing all these years. You will wish you had read it sooner, especially since the Bible predicts everything that you are now reading in the morning newspaper headlines and watching on the evening news. Specifically, here is what I'm talking about. Number one. We are fast heading toward a cashless economic system as world banks prepare us for digital currency. This digital currency system will lead to the mark of the beast that was predicted in the Bible in Revelation 13. Read it for yourself. Number two. The world is fast moving to a one-world government called the New World Order. We've all heard this term already. This was predicted in the Bible in the book of Daniel, chapters 2 and 7, and the book of Revelation, chapter 13. Number 3. Every day we hear new rumors of war as nations fight against nations. This was predicted in the Bible in Matthew chapter 24, verse 7. Number 4. On the news, we watch videos of criminals looting stores without consequence, as the law is no longer upheld. This was predicted in the Bible in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Number 5. In courtrooms across the country, we watch criminals being released without bail for crimes that used to earn them life imprisonment. This was predicted in the Bible in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 8, written by King Solomon in the 9th century BC, and in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 14, written by the prophet Isaiah in the 8th century BC. Are you getting my point? Everything we see happening in the world around us today was predicted in the Bible. Some things thousands of years ago. So why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because there are events predicted in the Bible that have not yet happened but will soon happen, just as surely as earlier predicted events have already happened. And as surely as today's events predicted in the Bible are happening. What are these future events? Here are the most salient of them. Number one, the rapture of the church. You may have heard of the rapture. The rapture is that future event that may likely occur in the fall of this year, during which Jesus Christ himself will appear in the clouds and remove from the earth all those who truly follow him. This event was predicted in the Apostle Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. This is what it says. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. The Bible is clear that Jesus will return in the clouds to remove from the earth those who follow him. If you do not follow him, you will be left behind to endure the worst period in human history called the tribulation or the time of Jacob's trouble. When those of us who follow Christ are removed, the world will be told that we were abducted by aliens because of our lower consciousness level. The world will be told that we Christians were taken away to be, quote, trained until we reach the higher level of consciousness required to dwell on this planet. This is a lie, but the world will accept it as true. For years now, our world has been programmed to accept aliens. Our movies, our books, our video games all have been promoting aliens as creatures of higher intelligence, creatures to whom we should pay attention. But let it be known that aliens are really demons in disguise. They are the fallen angels who were cast out of heaven with Satan at the time of his rebellion against God. This, too, is recorded in the Bible. Aliens are roaming the earth. These demon angels are roaming the earth, deceiving and destroying everyone who believes in them. The second big event is the tribulation. Once the true Christ followers are removed from the earth, the tribulation will begin. The tribulation will last 7 years, during which time the world will be under the brutal dictatorship of the Antichrist. He will execute anyone who chooses to follow Jesus Christ during that time. It is highly probable that their execution will be by beheading. As far-fetched as it sounds, the world may very well see the reinstating of the guillotine used during the French Revolution. The tribulation will witness natural catastrophes to a degree unlike anything ever witnessed. There will be earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes, hail, and windstorms that will literally wipe out whole populations. There will be diseases and plagues worse than those during the time of Moses. There will be violence unlike anything the world has ever known. During the tribulation, the world will see the rise of digital currency controlled by a one-world bank. The Antichrist will demand that those who wish to buy or sell take a mark on the hand or forehead that signifies total allegiance to him. Excuse me. In the Bible, the Antichrist is referred to as the beast, and this mark he will demand is called the mark of the beast. The Bible predicts that during the tribulation, about 2/3 of the world population will die. Why should all of this matter to you? It should matter because your eternal destiny is at stake. You see, my friend, you are not just a body. You have a soul and a spirit. Your spirit is who you really are at the core. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. When you were physically born into this world, your spirit was separated from God by sin, the sin nature we all inherit from Adam and Eve. Unless you receive a new spirit, you will remain separated from God forever. Why? Because you cannot give yourself a new spirit. You cannot save yourself from sin. None of us can. Our sin was against a perfect God, and none of us is perfect enough to satisfy the requirements of God's holiness. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, could satisfy that price. And the good news is that he did. Jesus Christ loved us so much that he paid the price for our sin. He loved you so much that he paid the price for your sin. It is free. It is a gift. But like any other gift, if you do not receive it from him, it won't be yours. Each of us must receive the gift of salvation personally. We are not saved based on our church attendance, our family's lifelong membership in a church, or by any effort on our part to do good works. Nothing will save us except the blood of Jesus Christ, which he shed on Calvary in payment for our sins. Won't you receive his gift of salvation today? What is holding you back? Why would you not accept the gift of your eternal salvation? Why would you refuse it and choose eternal separation from God instead in hell forever and ever? What I've told you today is true and will happen exactly as the Bible has predicted. You cannot change that. The only thing you can change is your response to Christ's invitation to accept his gift of salvation and to follow him. If you do, you will not be left behind when the rapture occurs, very possibly in the autumn of this year. That's only 6 months away. I urge you to pray this simple prayer with me now, to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I acknowledge that I am a sinner in need of your mercy and grace. I turn away from my sin, and I receive you now as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for saving me. Make of me what you created me to be. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this simple prayer, you are now a born-again child of God. When the Lord returns soon in the rapture, you will go with him to heaven for all eternity. To help you in your walk with the Lord until then, I would like to send you a free e-booklet titled After You're Born Again. Please write to me at Dr. Mary Ann at MaryAnnDiorio.com for your free copy. Before you leave, check out my two latest books, The Iron Saint and Breaking the Mind Barrier. The Iron Saint offers biblical principles for preparing for the return of Christ. Breaking the Mind Barrier offers biblical principles on how to succeed in life the Bible way. Both books are available at the links below in the show notes or on Amazon. Until next time, remember that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that he will help you to keep on winning with the Word.